This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is my absolute favorite time of the year. The girls and the boys state hockey tournaments. Dave LeVake is the Star Tribune prep reporter and co-author of Tourney Time. It's a great book on the high school hockey tournament. Dave, good morning. I've been looking at some of these, the brackets, and I want to start with 1A. It's always interesting to me when you have a northern team that plays a largely northern schedule gets the top seed, because there's, you know, clearly there's some very good teams down in this bottom half of the Metro that they don't play. Your thoughts on where everyone was seated, at least coming into on the 1A, Hibbing Chisholm getting the number one seed in the tournament. Good morning.
Oh, well, but good morning. Nice to be chatting with you. There was a lot of interest in what Hibbing and Chisholm would get for a seed, given that they had beaten the Slay the Giant of Hermantown. And I said I didn't know, and I didn't think that could, you know, that one win might, you know, convince people to see them one, but I guess it did.
Dave, so when you're looking at this and you see all of the great matchups that we do have, is there somebody that you think, as because you follow this so closely, is there somebody you think right now what school really stands out, maybe in the AA, where you're looking at it and saying, you know what, number one is Moorhead, but I'm kind of looking at this group. Is there somebody that you look? Is it Edina? Is it St. Thomas Academy? Or who would be sort of the dark horse?
I if you can qualify Edina as a dark horse, they qualify, because they had a tough road. They were talking to Kurt Giles after the game Wednesday when they beat Wayzata. He said there's a lot of things that they went through as far as illnesses and, you know, basically the same things most people are used to, but then it did affect them, and so he was definitely glad to be in the tournament.
And certainly with plenty of experience as well. Dave LeVake from the Star Tribune joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I am looking at some of these AA matchups, and the one that immediately comes to my eye is Andover-Stillwater. Yeah. Stillwater, now correct me if I'm wrong here, and if I am, please tell me, but Stillwater's goalie was a transfer from Andover. Is that correct? And for most
That's
of the
exactly
year, he was not
correct.
Eligible.
Yep.
Yeah. Is he eligible for the tournament?
He is. He was because he stayed.
I love these storylines. You love it.
Yeah. He played in the section finals. So you talk about a juicy matchup, that qualifies.
As far as some of the other ones, and that's an interesting one. I mean, I didn't know that, Dave, about the goalie, but Matamidi is right around the corner from me in my house in Minnesota. So I'm curious, do they possess enough right now, do you think, to actually get themselves into position to be going head to head with maybe it's Hibbing?
Well, they do because they play a tough schedule. You know, that's what people overlook a little bit with Matamidi. Is that they play a tough schedule and they're you know, as such, they're tested. And, you know, if anybody understands how to win lately, it's Matamidi because they're coming off of two recent wins. So, you know, they would be a team to be concerned about.
Mm-hmm. So, Dave, as you look at these two, the A and the AA brackets, do you see, is it going to be a 1-2 matchup in the finals? Is there someone that you think one team that might surprise everybody and make it all the way to Saturday, the championship game?
Well, I mean, looking at the bracket in 1A, I would say that you talk about St. Cloud Cathedral is a 2 seed, and then Hibbing, of course, is a 1 seed. But I still look at the other side of the semifinal matchups because East Grand Forks could be a tough team to play, and Northern Lakes because it's coached by Mike Randolph, so that you can never count them out.
Yeah, boy, he did it again. Mike Randolph's such a great coach for so many years up north. At was he Duluth East or Hermantown? He was here Hermantown, wasn't he?
Duluth East.
Yeah, Duluth East. Okay, I knew it was one of them, and he comes down, and now he takes the Northern Lakes Lightning. As you look at the other side of the bracket. Orono's number 6. They've got some really, really good talent. They had a tough matchup against Minneapolis to even get in. I feel like it's been a while since I've seen Northfield in the bracket. When you look at some of these teams, and there's a lot of newer teams, as someone who covers it, is it more exciting? Is it more exciting when you see and the idea that maybe you're going to get a team that's never won a championship or at least is going to make it to a championship game that they've never been to before?
Yeah, it is exciting. Probably the latter, the team that might make it to a championship game that you probably weren't expecting, but that's where the excitement comes in.
Dave, most important question we got so far is this. Who's going to win this all-hair team this year from the different schools?
Well, it won't be St. Thomas Academy. That's a spoiler alert, but I don't think they're going to qualify.
Okay.
Did they all shave their heads?
Well, they keep it high and tight. It's military academy,
that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yep, that's true.
Good point. What do you see out of AA? Who do you think takes it this year?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a bit of a reach, but I really am a Moorhead fan. I really think that would be awesome. They could get it done because they have a couple kids that playing that are sons of former players that were at the beginning of the Moorhead when they got good, Kraft and Cullen. And I would think it would be a cool generation story to see them come through and get it done. And, then they're not exactly a dark horse. I mean, they won the Bantam state championship for crying out loud. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, the Cullen kid is good, and the Kraft too. There's some pedigree, and I think I read an article this week about how their dads never won it, but they really want to, which is awesome. I just love this time of year. One team that sticks out to me in AA, I'm curious your thoughts, is Shakopee, a team that has not traditionally been a hockey power, but Calvin Simon has done an incredible job with that team. They draw a really tough first game against St. Thomas Academy. Do they have what it takes to pull off an upset?
I think they have what it takes, but will they do it? I don't know. It falls into the, are they happy to be here category? It's going to be one thing that we'll have to answer, they play and, we'll see if they get, because they've got talent. They've got Cooper Simpson. He's a Mr. Hockey candidate. And I think that they're a team that could definitely make a noise. but it's going to be kind of really important to whatever, however they can start, and if they can get up on them, get up on St. Thomas Academy, and kind of keep it going. But you know, what remains to be seen.
Pretty excited about Edina, for sure, and it sounds like you guys both are as well. But does Rogers have a great opportunity in front of them? Is this a year where they can maybe take down a power like Edina, who's pretty much in the tournament every year?
The short answer is yes, because Rogers is very talented, very, 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 very skilled and very good at what they do. They've been a top 10 team all the year long, and they play a tough schedule. And so you know, they did that, and they got a little bit of a run in them if they're able to put it together. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a bit of a tough draw, you know, getting
yeah.
you down.
But. Yeah.
When you look at really quickly before we let you go, Mr. Hockey is this weekend. There's a lot of big names. Who has, do you feel like, put together the best resume to win that award this year?
I think Mason Kraft in Moorhead. He's very close to being leading scorer, and you know he's been on a very good team, and you know he's a Division I recruit in his own right. He's going to Mankato, and so that's kind of the combination that will kind of sway voters, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think he could pull it off.
Dave LeVague from the Star Tribune, thanks so much for joining us. I hope I get to see you this week. I believe 11 a.m., first game on Wednesday. Mata Medei, St. Cloud Cathedral over at the Exxon Energy Center. Should be fun. My favorite
that
time of the
good.
Year. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right. State hockey tournament this week. So Mata Medei and St. Cloud at 11 on Wednesday at the Exxon Energy Center. And you get the small schools first, big schools start. On Wednesday, the AA should be an awesome, awesome tournament.